From Cherry Hill Publishing, For Nothing, An Upstate New York Mafia Tale by Nicholas Denman. Read by Bill Murray. Chapter 1. He could see it happening. It was too fast. He told himself to step aside and reach for his pistol, but he heard his doom, and then he saw it. The firing mechanism clicked, creating a chemical reaction that bottled up behind the bullet. The fiery reaction trapped behind the bullet groaned in protest at the delay the projectile was causing. Then all at once, the force became too much for the bullet to hold back. With a roar, the bullet emerged from the chamber and exited out of the muzzle of the cold .45 caliber pistol. The flames of the gunpowder explosion followed soon after, enveloping the bullet for a millisecond before it re-emerged from its heated escort. The ball hurtled forward, burst through the leather material, through the cotton of the shirt below, and penetrated into soft flesh. He stumbled with the impact. As the bullet traveled, it displaced the blood in its cruel path and shattered the bone of the breastplate. The impact, as the projectile splintered through that protective bone, caused the tempered metal of the bullet to flatten into the size and form of a nickel. With the speed of light, it split a seam between the pulsating heart on its right and the unmoving spinal column on its left, shredding a lung as it sped past. With less ease than it entered, the lead blasted out the rear, taking the newest layer of skin and a small fragment of the breastplate along for the ride, and ripped another larger hole through the backside of the cotton shirt and leather jacket. The ball proceeded forward for about a foot until it blasted into the brick of a building and came to rest lodged into the sturdy masonry. The hole that appeared in his back kicked him forward and threw Jack to his knees. His back throbbed, but the impact on his knees hurt worse, and he rolled over, feeling the cold, wet gravel on the side of his face. Jack tried to draw a breath. He opened his eyes and saw nothing, blinded by the light of the street lamp. He felt them strain as he realized the air wasn't coming. He tried again. Still nothing, only it was worse. Again, nothing. Again, worse. Warm water came out of his mouth. Damn it, he thought. It was air he wanted. Air, damn it. The incident took less than a second. 1 second to send Jack's blood pouring into his lungs and send his body crumpling to the ground. He gasped for a breath that would never come. His chest seized. Jack wanted to sit up to get help, but his body couldn't respond to his pleas for action. He thought it ironic that here on a city street, so far from the nearest body of water, he felt as if he were drowning. The simple irony of it all left as fast as it came. He wheezed for air. The effort sent a spout of blood shooting from his mouth in a gurgled gasp. 1 second. 1 second was all it took to send 28 years of moments, his life flashing before his eyes, quicker than he could grasp and hang on to them. As this latest incident slipped past his scattered and fading memory, Jack slipped into eternal darkness. The lone assassin stood there a moment, contemplating the kill. He killed scores of men and some women, but it never ceased to amaze him how he could take life with such ease. This last one was a joke. Jack should have been prepared. He knew the rules that they lived by. He knew the rules that they, in the end, died by. Rafael Rontego took another drag on his cigarette. He knew that time was not an issue in this particular district, but nevertheless, he didn't want to take a chance. His employer owned the police, but he hadn't survived this long by leaving things to luck. Witnesses. He laughed at the notion, but took a cautious look around at the windows that overlooked the street. Drawn blinds greeted him. No one would be so foolish as to get involved with a hit. They too knew the rules. Besides, Rafael chose this district for just those reasons. The slum of this neighborhood didn't even begin to show up on the We Give a Shit radar of the Buffalo City Police. Witnesses were not an issue here. He looked down as the body of his latest victim twitched. It looked somewhat eerie to the killer, splayed as it was under the lone street lamp of Walden Avenue. For a moment, Rafael thought perhaps Jack survived the shot to the chest, center mass. He flicked the ash from the tip of his cigarette and peered at the body with more intent. No, this one's dead. A chuckle slipped past his thin lips, along with the exhalation of his favorite smoke, as he realized that the twitch was just the nervous system's response. But Raphael hadn't survived this long by leaving anything to fate, God, chance, whatever people called it. He stood over Jack and discharged a second bullet into his chest. He pulled once more on his cigarette. God bless Sobrani Smokes. Raphael's boot extinguished the last flickering of flame from the butt of the cigarette as he ground the filter into the sidewalk. The assassin's head snapped up. His dark eyes followed the brim of his felt hat as he peered into the darkness. His ears focused with the precision of the trained killer he was. The dull echo of hurrying footsteps far down the city street greeted his ears. A block, perhaps two, from the direction of Genesee Street down Stewart Avenue. He glanced below one last time at the crumpled form at his feet. Too easy. With a resigned sigh, Raphael Rontego spun about, his trench coat twirling behind him, and vanished into the darkness.